We've got some significant movement in the Cardano space that's definitely caught everyone's attention. ADA recently took a bit of a hit, dropping around 4.7% in a single session and slipping right under the 19 cents mark. And if you're wondering what sparked it, it turns out to be Grayscale pulling back on its application for a Cardano spot ETF.
It's a perfect example of how the market operates right now. Regulatory developments and institutional filing strategies have essentially become the primary drivers of short-term price action. When a major player like Grayscale makes a move like that, it sends immediate ripples through the order books.
Absolutely. Grayscale has historically been a pretty strong signal of institutional confidence, especially when they step up to file for ETFs. So seeing them step back naturally triggered some immediate profit-taking and position adjustments across the trading floor.
But it's important to look past the initial knee-jerk reaction. This withdrawal almost certainly isn't a loss of faith in Cardano's long-term viability. More likely, it's a strategic recalibration, maybe shifting regulatory priorities or simply taking a deliberate pause while they wait for clearer compliance guidelines from U.S. regulators.
That timing really is the key piece of the puzzle here. Grayscale pulled the plug right as Cardano futures on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange were getting close to hitting that traditional 6-month listing threshold the SEC looks for.
Exactly. Historically, the SEC has been pretty firm on that rule. Futures contracts need to be actively traded and sufficiently liquid for at least 6 months before they'll even consider approving a corresponding spot ETF. It's their way of ensuring there's a regulated, manipulation-resistant market in place for oversight.
So with that milestone just within reach, Grayscale's move really does look like a timeline adjustment. They're probably just aligning with evolving SEC expectations and the broader market climate. For investors, the immediate takeaway is pretty straightforward. Regulatory headlines are going to keep dictating short-term volatility.
And that dip below 19 cents is really just a reaction to that uncertainty. It doesn't point to any fundamental breakdown in Cardano's network. The underlying technology, the staking infrastructure, and developer activity are all still running strong and completely unaffected by ETF paperwork.
That's such a comforting reminder. Because let's be honest, a spot ETF is still one of the biggest catalysts we could hope for. Approval would typically unlock massive liquidity, smooth out price swings, and finally open the door to traditional finance participants.
It certainly is. But looking at the broader industry, we're navigating a period of serious regulatory recalibration. After the successful launches of the Bitcoin and Ethereum spot ETFs, both the SEC and major asset managers have shifted into a much more cautious, methodical approach for everything that comes next.
We're already seeing it. Filings are increasingly being withdrawn, revised, or paused while clearer compliance frameworks are actually established. For Cardano specifically, this environment brings short-term headwinds, but honestly, it also sets up some real long-term advantages.
Precisely. While delayed approvals might temporarily cool market sentiment, this pause actually gives the ecosystem a chance to mature. It strengthens their compliance posture and helps build a much more sustainable foundation for eventual institutional integration.
It really highlights how tightly intertwined digital assets have become with traditional regulatory processes now. Rather than reading this as a definitive bearish signal, I think it's much healthier to view it as a routine adjustment in a rapidly maturing industry.
Well said. Success in this environment really comes down to patience, focusing on long-term development metrics, practicing disciplined risk management, and keeping a close eye on those regulatory milestones.
I couldn't agree more. By holding on to that perspective, investors can much better navigate these short-term bumps and position themselves for the next major wave of institutional adoption.